is not a Metroid game.
Yeah.
That looks like garbage.
Yeah, I know, right?
That looks like somebody shit all over a fucking 3DS. Then closed it.
If you ask me, that...
Set it back on the shelf.
Oh, God. So when you open it back up, you're like, what is this?
Who's shitting me?
Someone shit on the 3DS.
Oh, my God.
Who's shitting me?
Not need to remind each and every citizen of Rapture that free enterprise is the foundation upon which our society has been established.
Everywhere you go, everything you do, it's always done for death, pain, and misery.
Our men are running from the battlefield. A shame for this place!
Episode 40, part 3, or episode 42. Whichever one. The what?
Trois. We had we had duh,
and
now
en,
trois. When do we become Quebecers? What's going on here? So,
dude, I, little do you know,
yeah,
I was a member of the Quebecers.
Were you?
Yes.
I might be Kevin Steen for Halloween this year. I might be Kevin Owens. I'm in a KO shirt. I need to get the NXT belt, though. That's the only thing. And that's like $330, so... I don't know.
Expensive Halloween costume.
It is, but I kind of just want the NXT belt anyway. So...
I'm still trying to figure out a way to rig up a Truck Chains costume.
That'd be alright. Truck Chains!
In progress.
Does he have an official name in
the... Yeah, he does.
I mean,
it's,
the guy is Iota, but...
Yeah,
I forget what
he's got
name. Yeah. Do you like that Charmander?
That was awesome.
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
That's pretty dope. The Fire Road. All right.
Chuck Palumbo.
Oh, yeah. What did Chuck Palumbo say?
He reached out to me today.
Did he?
Yeah. I
he just bloods with Chuck Palumbo.
I don't know what happened.
What the fuck?
That, like, I talk regularly to Chuck Palumbo.
Oh, God. We need to get him on the freaking Schmozcast. It'd be the best thing ever.
He was at an airport, and he was like, hey, man. Just, I saw you mention me the other day. Just want to say thanks.
Willow, will you stop, please?
Yeah, that's my dog.
That all registered, like, really high on air. You goof.
It's going to sound like somebody was trying to, like, bust into the house.
I know. Like, get out of here. She's scratching. She's shedding.
Yeah,
anyway,
my dog is shedding.
She's been a complete burden in this whole three-day affair. but she's...
Sorry.
She's adorable.
She's a good girl.
What are you going to do? She's adorable.
She can't help it.
She's great. Yeah, just keep breathing in the microphone.
Yeah, that'll work.
All right. Okay. Nintendo had the digital event.
Yeah.
Started off with Muppets, which was great. I thought it was great. I don't know. Did anybody else?
I liked it.
I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
Like, hey, little Miyamoto.
Hoss is waiting to shit
he
on
is,
us, but it's
he
all
is.
Right.
I liked it. Hey, little Miyamoto.
He's letting us give us our piece, at least. Look at that.
It's
He's
true.
Waiting patiently to
he
go.
He is. He's waiting patiently.
All of your opinions are shit. And not only are they shit, you shit your opinions, ate them, shit them out again, and they are double shit opinions.
That's a pretty good Hoss. All right, so moving on.
See, he doesn't have to say anything, because I got it. Dude, up top. That was the whitest high five ever.
You've been on our podcast before, I said.
Exactly.
Yes. So, yeah. So, Reggie Fils-Aimé. Yeah. Reggie Fils-Aimé. Well, no, he didn't start it out. I apologize. Because they morphed the Muppets into the Star Fox crew. I forgot about that part.
Yep.
Because it was terrifying and a little bit disturbing.
Yeah.
Like, I heard that Star Fox game. Everybody's played it on the floor says it's shit.
Really? That's interesting.
I can't. I'm still going to, like, I might have to buy a Wii U for that game.
I'm kind of down with that. I was going to buy a Wii U anyway. And I'm going to buy it for that. I'm going to buy it for
go halfsies?
Yeah. Go halfsies on a Wii U. We'll get one for the studio. As
so there was a really interesting article on the internet this week.
Yeah,
and this is very quick.
Right.
But yeah, the
well, we don't have a lot to cover, so stretch as much. All right.
So Star Fox, it's a like a dark kind of theory from Star Fox. They all have metal legs.
Yes, I have heard.
Have
that.
You seen this?
Yeah, Game Theory. I love Game Theory. Game Theory is one of my favorite channels.
They all have metal legs because they had them amputated.
Yes,
because the G's that they're pulling,
the amount of G force
they have to use in the R wings are How do I remember what the ship is called? I haven't played.
R-Wing.
Yeah.
Yeah, the R-Wing.
God. Can't remember why I walk into the
R-Wing
kitchen
and
half
the
time.
R-Wing and the Master Tank. And they, so, yeah.
Wait, don't they show them in, like, 64 running to the ships?
Hmm? Yeah. Well, they have metal legs.
They have metal legs.
They have metal legs. They have, like, bionic.
They all have metal legs, man.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
they all
do.
Have, like, little, like, skinny
I played Star Fox 64, like, twice because it was boring.
Are you kidding me?
He hates that game.
That game was, like, my childhood.
I fucking love that
game. I played that shit.
Long.
Well, no, it's not. It's, like, 2 hours.
You go through and play it, like, 100 times. There's different paths and
yeah.
different medals to earn.
And you got to get mission accomplished
yeah.
every single time. Mission complete is not fucking good enough.
Yeah, you got to get mission accomplished, bro.
No, I...
That game was my summer.
Secret. I know, right?
That game was my full summer.
I remember getting so pissed off. This is... I'm sorry, Mom. I'm very sorry. I was an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
But there was one day that I was playing. And, you know, you had to pause it because if you quit,
right.
you couldn't
yeah.
get back.
Yeah.
I was damn near a perfect game.
Right.
Right? Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
just killing it.
Yeah,
okay?
Right.
And the rule was TV was not on during dinner.
Right.
And so...
So you had to pause it.
I had to pause it. But she walked over, because I had gotten wise to it and realized I could leave the 64 on, turn the TV off, go eat dinner, come back, right?
Yeah.
But she walked over by the TV for some reason before dinner and looked down and saw the N64 was off
and it was on
and reached down and turned it off. I mean, it was
Big
I threw
me.
Such a freaking tipper. I was seriously like Cartman.
Big me.
Yeah, exactly. It was terrible. It was terrible. I was such a dick about it.
Man.
I got grounded, I think, and I had to clean everything everything because that was Mom's punishment with cleaning everything.
Yeah.
But Mom, I was a total asshole because I was obsessed with that game. But yeah.
That game,
your
man.
Mom, big fan of the show. She'll be glad to hear that apology.
Yeah. I really hope she never listens to this because I'll have to apologize again for
all
the swearing.
It's true. All the swearing is pretty hefty. My mom.
You were
not
talking about having sex with what?
With what? alien monkeys.
Robots or aliens?
Robots or alien monkeys?
Really either.
There's a lot. There's a lot of sex. We talk about it a lot.
We'll fuck all the locals. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Interesting thing about that. So I'm kind of down with it. I like the fact that they got the little like ostrich mode.
Yeah, that was really cool. Because
that was from Star Fox 2 that never got released.
Yep.
So that was kind of awesome. I was down with it. So
it also looked like they just redid a couple of the better levels.
Yeah. Right.
And so a couple of the favorite
Corneria
levels. Corneria looks very much like Corneria,
and
which
I
was really cool.
I was kind of disappointed. I was like, it just looks like Corneria again. But then he lands on a highway.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh shit, he landed on a highway.
Yep.
That looks so rad. So yeah, I'm down with that. So
I think Haas is almost asleep.
He's
dozing off.
Haas doesn't like those games. I appreciate the fact that he let us fanboy out a little bit.
Exactly.
So I can give Haas credit for that.
My Emperor! I failed you!
You suck.
Can't let you do that,
Star Fox.
Move on.
moving on. Reggie Fils-Aimé.
I don't know why you refused to pronounce that correctly.
It's Fils-Aimé. It's Fils-Aimé. He said Fils-Aimé on this.
I thought it was Fils-Aimé.
It could be, but he said Fils-Aimé. So I used to call him Phil.
It's
Ames.
His name.
I used to call him Phil Ames. So I don't know. I don't know. He's the guy that made the Bigfoot pizza. Okay,
Reggie.
Can we just call him the guy that made the
Bigfoot
pizza? Reggie. Big Reggie.
The Reginator.
He looks intense. He just
remember
looks
when he came out that year and told everybody to call him the Reginator, and everybody was like, "He's the smartest guy ever." I was like, "He's a suit, you assholes."
Dude, he does look like he could break me over his fucking knee, though. He's a huge man.
He looks soft.
He looks soft. he does surround himself with tiny Japanese men, so that's probably...
He's a tall guy. He's like 6'8".
He is. He's like 6'8". He looks like he could break you over his knee. He's nuts. Anyway, he talked about, the Wii U Star Fox thing happened, all the new vehicles... one new vehicle,
mm-hmm.
but a different mode for each of the tank and the R-Wing. So
the tank was in the previous game.
Yeah.
And
well, it had the new mode.
I don't know if it's going to be like power-ups or whatever, but my hope is that the mods, they let you upgrade your R-Wing as you go through.
Yeah, right.
That's
like
hope.
The double shot and all that stuff. Yeah, it would be nice if you upgrade it through. That'd be all, because then you can go back and play certain areas that you couldn't be when you beat it afterwards. Because that's the fun of the Star Fox games, going back and play it again. Majority of everything on here I have is for 3DS. That is over 50% of everything here was a 3DS announcement. Some of the stuff looks really good, though.
Outside of Star Fox, what did they fucking unveil?
For the Wii U?
I mean, they showed X, but they showed that a bunch.
Mario Tennis Ultra Smash.
Great.
if you're down with that. Mario Builder. But
they'd already shown that was Mario Maker.
Yeah, that was Mario Maker. Yeah, the Mario Maker. So,
I kind of like closing on a game that they showed a bunch of last year.
Yeah,
felt weird.
It did. I kind of liked the documentary type moment they took with it, though. I really like looking at those old graph documents. I thought that was kind of fun because they brought up the like. The
I did, but I just don't feel like that's how you. That's not a banger to close a
no,
show.
No, it's not. But Nintendo.
Hey guys, check out these graphs.
Yeah, but you know, Nintendo's just they're weird that
nothing
way.
Nothing gets
they
me. Yeah. Nothing gets me more rock hard than graph paper.
They don't even go to E3 anymore. They go there, but they don't even like do their presentation there anymore. They're just like, yeah, we're just gonna roll out our thing and just do that because we're fucking Nintendo. It's how we roll. So you know. I kind of appreciate the fact that they're just like, yeah, so this is the original Mario stuff. This is cool, right?
Go ahead, go ahead and pass that around.
Go pass that around to the little table there. It's like, someone spills coffee on it.
The Mario and Luigi Mario RPG crossover was the hottest game of the show.
That was a banger. That was an absolute banger. Paper Jam. Mario Luigi Paper Jam. That looked
That was awesome. I love the Mario RPG games. I love the fucking Mario and Luigi games.
Mm-hmm.
Give me
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Four... For Brothers!
For the 3DS, we had 3DS, the new Zelda, Triforce, whatever thing.
Four Swords Adventure 2.
Yeah. Do you have to have three players for that, or is it going to be like Four Swords? I would imagine.
Like, I would assume it's like Four Swords.
I would assume it's like Four Swords where you don't have to be linked up to three people, right?
I would assume.
I would assume so. I would hope fucking so. So it's just like Four Swords minus one? I don't know. New Zelda game for the 3DS, I'm sure it'll be fun. So, you know, the Four Swords is pretty fun, so all that jazz. Hyrule Warriors for 3DS. Does anybody give a shit? Anybody care about that game?
Some people seem to like it.
Some people seem to like those Warriors games. I
heard it's the best one of those in a while.
Is it? Yeah, okay. I haven't really checked it out. I mean, that's pretty cool. A Metroid 3DS game.
That is not a Metroid game.
Yeah.
That looks like garbage.
Yeah, I know, right?
That looks like somebody shit all over a fucking 3DS. Then closed it.
If you ask me, that...
Set it back on the shelf.
Oh, God. So when you open it back up, you're like, what is this?
Who's shitting here?
Someone shit on the 3DS.
Oh, my God.
Who's shitting here?
They closed it and put it back on the shelf. What kind of monster?
This was unnecessary.
What kind of monster would do this?
This is just excessive.
Oh, this is bad. that felt like a completely different title that they were just like, slap Metroid on it. It'll sell. Like
that game that Retro's making is not ready.
What that game that Retro's making?
Because the rumor has it that like Retro's going to be making another Metroid Prime game.
Oh right, gotcha.
So
Well, none of them. The new Zelda's not ready yet either. So
well, and rumor has it. Well, not rumor, but fact is that the Inafune joint, that ReCore, the team that's working with him is former Retro guys.
Mm.
That's who they all are.
Interesting.
So former Metroid Prime guys are the ones that are making that ReCore game.
Oh, okay.
So that could be okay.
That
another
be
female
okay.
protagonist for them, too.
Yeah.
They're absolutely. Big feminists. I like that.
Yeah.
Feminism's kind of
all right. I'm all good with female protagonists in games. All good with that. I've always been good for female protagonists in pretty much anything. But yeah.
Every porn I watch.
Every porn. Every
oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
That's a bad joke.
What? It's just what? Feminism, right? Girl power. All that jazz. I don't know.
Suck it. No.
No.
Moving on. Before I say something else horrible.
Moving on. Fire Emblem Fates.
Apologize.
Okay. Apologize. CM Punk that shit.
Fire Emblem looks dope.
It looks good. Looks good. My one problem with it is that... my one problem with the Fire Emblem games is their fucking over-breathiness of speech and how they just keep fucking talking. And I feel like... Now that it has, like, voice and everything, I'm just like, okay, this is gonna
I was really confused when they showed it. At first, they showed those full-screen fucking anime scenes.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit, are they making a Wii U fucking
right?
Fire Emblem game?
Yeah.
And then they showed the 3DS outline. I was like, that's still kind of okay.
That's still okay, yeah. It would have been nice to see a Wii U. Because you could have, like, come on.
It would have been nice to see a Wii U fucking anything,
right?
Okay?
But, like, you know, fire with the gamepad, and you can, like, map it out on your gamepad, and different stuff happens.
Don't
you
buy
see
a Wii
battle
U.
Stuff on that, you know.
I think so. Dumb.
I might buy it for Bayonetta and Bayonetta 2 only, so.
Just play Bayonetta on a 360 or a PS... not a PS3. That version's bad.
Yeah, well, I want to play Bayonetta 2, though. And then I just get Bayonetta along with
fair
that.
Fair enough.
So.
Move on.
Anyway, moving on. We're like 12 minutes into this episode. You're okay. We're all right. I gotta, you know, kind of...
Do you think?
Master this out a little bit. Mirage Master. It looked like a karaoke game. It looked very Japanese. I don't know. Like, anybody remember that?
The truth is, you can master A Mirage.
A Mirage, I guess so.
It looked like an Idolmaster game.
It did. I think it was an Idolmaster game. But it was all in Japanese. The entire trailer was Japanese, so it was just like, Mirage Master, you know, desu, whatever. I don't fucking, like, it's just, I don't know what it was. It was just, it's kind of came and went, and then.
I'll say this.
And then Xenoblade Chronicles showed up, and I'm like, yes!
No, I'll say this about that Mirage Master game, is that there is a certain amount of, like, upbeat, poppy bullshit from Japan that I can look at, like
Persona 4
Dancing All Night, that fucking dancing game. I look at that and go like, oh man, I need to get that. I don't know what it is.
You love
Persona. I don't watch anime or fucking anything, but there's like a certain weirdness to some Japanese shit that I'm like, oh, that's cool.
That looks awesome.
Yeah. Like, I found a way to get a fucking Japanese iPhone app for Domino's.
Yeah.
Oh, that let you put like Hatsune Miku in your fucking selfies. So she'd like sit on your shoulder and be like, Miku! And I'd be like, yeah, Hatsune Miku!
What's up, Miku? Oh my god.
That's weird.
That is the weirdest shit.
It's weird.
It's weird.
The Japanese are appealing with their weirdness.
It's just like a picture of my dick, but she was just like sitting right by it. Mm.
We went there.
We went there, didn't we? I think I'm going to bleep that.
Oh, yeah, her character's underage. We can't say
that. We're going to butt-fuck you into one human being.
We're going to butt-fuck you.
Anyway, Xenoblade Chronicles. How about that? That looks awesome.
It's not Xenoblade Chronicles. It's X.
Well, whatever. What?
The previous game was called Xenoblade Chronicles.
Oh, well, whatever.
This game is just called X.
It's just called X. Well, whatever. Yes. Fine, all right.
Well, I'm just...
I know, but it said Xenoblade Chronicles on the fucking thing.
Maybe it's Xenoblade Chronicles X.
I'm thinking, yeah, that's probably what it is. I missed the X.
I thought it was just called X.
Yeah, I think, but it looks dope.
That game... those are some environments.
You're right?
The combat doesn't look like it's any better than it was before, but that combat was pretty good, so...
Yeah. Right?
Kind of into that.
Kind of into that too, yeah.
You know what? You know what's badass?
What's that?
Huge fucking robots.
Yeah, huge robots are always awesome. With big laser swords. So,
there you go. Yeah, laser swords are alright.
Laser swords are good. Animal Crossing!
A beam katunya, if you will.
Beam katunya. Animal Crossing, 3DS.
Another 3DS Animal Crossing?
Well, they got the amiibos in there. You got Animal Crossing amiibos now. Little Tom Nook amiibo!
I kind of looked at that one like... I could buy like a Mr. Rossetti and a Tom Nook. No, right? Mr. Rossetti show up with a
Tom Nook coming by to cut this bill. Tom Nook. I picture Tom Nook to just have a godfather.
I want a Mr. Rossetti. It's just like a fucking lump of dirt.
Yeah.
And him peeking his head out like, hey, are you editing your save, you cocksucker?
What are you doing? Yeah. I was kind of
Mr. Rossetti, you motherfucker.
I was kind of okay with those little guys. That was pretty
good. You know, that Tom Nook amiibo might be the one of us.
Speaking of which, going back, actually, the Nintendo Skylanders figures. That was kind of interesting. They're Skylanders, and then you just do a little twist of them, and they work as amiibos as well. So they're like an amiibo Skylanders crossover.
The one thing that I had heard before the show didn't turn out to be true.
Okay.
I had heard that the new Skylanders game, you could just put a dude on your controller and use the NFC like an amiibo.
Okay.
But I guess that's only to use them as an amiibo.
As an amiibo themselves.
Not as a figure for the... it doesn't function as your portal
as for the game. As your port for the game, yeah. But, yeah. But well, no, the specific ones they made, the Donkey Kong one and their cart and the Bowser one with his cart, with his vehicle, like, they said they would portal in, so...
Will they portal in that way?
I think that's...
I thought that was just to use them as amiibos.
No, you twist them and you can use them as amiibos, but...
Interesting.
But you, like, they have a little function where, like, if you twist them this way, they're an amiibo, which is that way, it's a Skylander.
I'll have to go look at some coverage of that, because I'll probably buy Skylanders this year. It looks kind of cool.
Yeah.
I like those. I've got an army of fucking Skylanders already, right. So fuck it.
Yeah. The
raising my troll army. Rise!
The way Reggie and the other suit were talking, like, it was you twist it here and it's a Skylanders portal, you twist it and it's your amiibo as well. So
what was that name?
It's interesting. So
I was just gonna say I love the story of
you gonna use these Skylanders for personal consumption? Put them on eBay.
We did have that. We did have that.
Story. My legendary there. Skylander story.
Yeah, legendary Skylander story. There you go.
That guy gave me legendary Skylanders though. So
yeah,
that dude was all right.
I didn't even
have to smoke a joint with him in his van.
Moving on to the thing Hoss is gonna hate.
I mean, I did it anyway. But
moving on to something else, Hoss is gonna fucking despise.
What?
Yoshi Woolly World.
I hate Yoshi games.
Everyone hates.
I hate Yoshi,
Yoshi. Games.
I hate Yoshi.
You hate Yoshi.
I don't hate Yoshi games.
Yeah.
I fucking hate Yoshi. Fuck
I agree. He is kind of like the Jar Jar Binks of the Mario world.
Yep.
Yoshi! Yoshi! I've never been a big fan.
I mean, he doesn't talk like,
You know who's dope?
Who's that?
Kirby.
Kirby's dope. Kirby's great. And you know how that good yarn game? Kirby. Kirby's epic.
Dumb. Is that a Wonder Woman
Snuggie?
Yeah.
Dude, that is
outstanding.
Dude, yeah. I'm buying that from him, so don't get
any ideas. No, you're not. I had 7 months to buy that.
You said, give me $20, you'll give it to me. I'll give you $20.
I just love the fact that there is a hat with gangster writing that says Compton.
Compton.
Yep. Sitting right above the Wonder Woman Snuggie.
The Wonder Woman Snuggie.
I've been collecting
in the video.
There's also a
studio.
Selfie stick over there, too.
And there's a selfie stick over there.
Believe me, I've seen Facebook and 3,000 photos. It was actually really entertaining.
Yeah.
I love the Kroger one. If you are a listener and you are friends with Haas on the Facebooks, you should find that video of him and Brandon walking through Kroger. While Haas is holding a selfie stick up. It is fucking fantastic.
People were looking at us like we were from fucking space.
Like, they had no idea. There was one guy, like, I think behind the butcher shop that was like laughing. Yeah. Like one guy was like, that's pretty all right. It was real dumb. In fact, get that selfie stick out. Take a picture of this whole thing while I keep going.
I'll do it.
Yo-Kai Watch. That's a collector watch game thing. I'm sure it seems pretty fun for people who enjoy that. It's a good kids game, I'm sure, but whatever. That happened. That, too, is on 3DS. Everything's on the fucking 3DS. Mario Tennis Ultra Smash. Their managed Mario Tennis game. How about that? Let's cap it off.
They were so worried about it selling that they had to put the word Smash in it just to trick people into buying it. Is this a Smash Brothers game?
Smash Brothers game? What? New Smash game? Awesome. That Mario Luigi Paper Jam looks awesome. Two Mario games coming together. Two
game
Mario
of their show.
Universes coming together.
Game of their show.
Yeah, it was
Period.
Game of their show. Absolutely. And they didn't show a whole bunch of it, but they showed enough of it. I like the little elements they had with it, where like Paper Mario could go through the cracks, like the smaller cracks where the other two couldn't go through. I think that was good, because Paper Mario is a good fucking game, and now they're mixing around with all the other
games. And the Mario and Luigi games for the Game Boy Advance were fucking incredible.
Yeah. So, there you go. So, that's basically everything out of there. I really like the Mario Maker documentary style thing at the end, just because I thought it was interesting to look at those old documents and watch these old Japanese men talk about, this is when we would do this, and when we wanted to make a redraft, we would put a piece of lighter paper over top of it so we didn't have to white out anything. I was like, that's pretty cool. It's just nice to learn, like, that all of this was drawn out by hand and then handed to a developer to go, let's code this in. So, that was pretty cool. I liked it. A lot of people shit all over Nintendo for this. Their whole, it's like an 80% dislike rating on, like, YouTube and whatnot. Like, people are shitting all over Nintendo this year for it. I think they just deliver what they always kind of deliver. I mean, you know, they don't join the E3 hype. They haven't for the past 3 fucking years.
Yeah.
Ever since Miyamoto came out with a fucking Hylian Shield and Master Sword, they don't fucking do it anymore.
Yeah.
They don't care. Like, it's like, we're going to release our shit when we release it, and that's what's going to happen.
Since 2004, when all they had at E3 was, like, Electroplankton, I have not been surprised when Nintendo doesn't necessarily show out.
Right.
But the thing is,
yeah,
that everyone should remember when it comes to Nintendo is that they do a Nintendo Direct almost every month that's an hour long where they unveil, like, 2 or 3 games.
Yes.
There are plenty of Nintendo games coming.
Yes.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
If you're the kind of person who buys Nintendo systems to play Nintendo's games, you will be perfectly fine.
Yes. Agreed.
There are going to be plenty of games for you. The Wii U, probably going to be a little light, but if you're a 3DS guy, you're going to be okay.
You're going to be okay, because that was all over here, so.
Because I'm the kind of guy that loves to play the types of games that Nintendo makes.
Right. Yes.
I don't love every game.
Right. But the types of things that they deliver. You
know, every fucking first party game that Sony puts out, I don't love.
Right.
I just, the best of the best is what you want. And if you love Nintendo shit, you'll continue to get that. That was, for them, perfectly fine show.
Yeah, I thought it was fine.
And I feel like to a large degree, they kind of have to, you know, spin their gears a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like next year, what I had hoped that they would do was that this show, I'd hoped that they would unveil a handheld.
Yeah,
and then at Tokyo Game Show, unveil a home console, and then next year at E3, say guess what? They're the same thing.
They're the same thing. That'd be all right.
When you're at home,
boom!
It uses the added processing power of what's in the system, but on the go, you can play like downscaled graphically versions of all those games wherever you go.
Right,
it's fucking brilliant.
Yeah,
and
that would be
maybe
nice.
They'll do that at some
point. Maybe they will do that at some point. Who knows? But that's all my notes on Nintendo. What was some big stuff talking about? Let's go into Ubisoft. What do they have? Sure, they talked about Assassin's Creed a bit more because they love those.
I didn't watch the Ubisoft show.
Okay.
I didn't have time.
I didn't have time to watch it either.
The biggest thing for me was South Park, the new South Park game.
Yes!
Oh, new South Park game.
Yeah,
awesome.
New South Park game. And Trey and Matt came out and did it.
Oh, are you serious? Oh, I need to go back and watch that.
Oh, and
that sounds dope.
South Park is like one of the top five games that people are requesting for backwards compatibility, so hopefully we'll be able to play that on the new
system.
Right. Have you played through all that game?
Yep.
That game's incredible.
Actually, I never finished it. I got almost all the way through it. I need to go back and play it again.
The gnome sex scene boss battle is one of the best things.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. It is.
The other one, well, that wasn't Ubisoft. I don't know who that was. It was Adrift. But it's with a number one.
Right, yeah.
Looks interesting.
Interesting.
I want to play
very
that game.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Now, a couple things that...
That's an Unreal Engine 4 game.
Yes, And it's like Gravity.
Yeah.
But the movie, but...
Okay,
no Sandra Bullock, so way
better. No Sandra Bullock, so way better,
Hey, she's terrible.
She's awesome. She is terrible.
You stop being mean to Sandra.
Name a good Sandra Bullock movie.
Speed.
really?
Gravity.
Gravity is not a good movie.
I enjoyed Gravity.
What about that one with the football player?
I liked the Blind Side.
Blind Side was good.
Yeah.
She was actually really good in that.
That's one of the few movies she doesn't play herself.
Yeah,
it's usually like, oh, I'm a little awkward. I'm the brunette. Look at me.
Yeah, and in this she
quirky.
I agree, and it was very different.
Yeah.
I thought she did a good job in that. Yeah. Sandra Bullock, everybody.
But Adrift. Yes, Adrift. So, from what I could see, they did a really neat job and pretty good job with the zero-G.
Yeah.
So, you bounce based on the path you take.
Yeah.
So
it's all based on the momentum that
you
have.
Right.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool, too, because it's kind of like a puzzle, you know, where you've got to figure out the exact right path or the quickest path.
Nice.
So, I have a feeling you'll see a lot of speed run stuff with that.
Oh, yeah.
Where
yeah.
people can,
Definitely.
But the,
Gus will fucking love that game.
Yeah.
Like, Gus will
the only thing that bothered me was they went so hyper-realistic with everything. And then they had sound in space. And that was one of the cool things I liked about Gravity was it was done right and there was no sound.
No sound, yeah.
So, but the, and the other thing is the, just the gameplay trailer that they had where, he didn't do anything. He just floated around and picked stuff up, but it still looked cool.
Yeah.
But the breathing might get a little old because after 3 minutes of the gameplay video, I could not listen to that guy breathe inside his space suit any longer. So
they'll probably ought to mute that.
I don't know. They had a lot of heavy breathing in Dead Space, and it never got old for me.
Hmm.
I didn't play Dead Space because
it's
scared
the
shit out of me.
It's more of a tension-based game, though. So
it didn't scare me. It startled me
too much. Well, Adrift's a big tension-based
game. Oh, is it?
I mean, you're floating in space, and your space station's destroyed.
That's true. That's a good point, yeah. And it's a different type of horror, I guess. Not horror-based, but...
Yeah.
So that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
Is that all came out of Ubisoft?
I think so.
Ubisoft? They cursed a lot, I heard.
They always do. Like, they have, what's her name, the beautiful African-American female?
Aisha Tyler was there.
Yeah, Aisha Tyler.
I love Aisha.
That show. She is gorgeous.
I love Aisha Tyler.
You know
Lana!
She's like 44?
Yeah.
Dangerous no idea.
Sound. Lana!
Aisha Sound.
They need to just have, like, I don't care, like, next year, like, then, like, what are they doing an Archer game? Like, they could do an Archer, like, Ubisoft could do an Archer game, and then just have frickin' John Benjamin come on stage with...
You know, it's funny, we got a Harvey Birdman game, and that game was good.
Yeah, that's true.
It was for the Wii and PS2,
yeah,
that game, surprisingly good.
Yeah, it was, yeah, interesting.
Harvey Birdman,
Harvey Birdman.
One of the best shows you've probably never watched.
It's a great show, I enjoy that show immensely.
Have we mentioned Just Cause 3 yet?
We have not mentioned
Just Cause 3 yet. That is a Square Enix joke.
But it is a Square Enix.
That was also at Sony.
So fuck it.
Should we transition?
Yeah, let's just transition.
Let's transition, guys.
To Squeenix into...
Square Enix.
And you know what? We're going to just go ahead and... segue Just Cause. Huh? Yeah!
Haas is not.
No, he's not. He's not amused by that at all. Willow liked it.
Willow liked it. What's your problem, man?
Square Enix. Give us that look? So on the Square Enix, we got Just Cause. How does that game look, Haas? He's still pissed off. Okay, we're just gonna sit in silence until you're ready to talk about this.
I guess done. Sons of bitches.
Sons of bitches. You
fucking punning son of a bitch.
Punny sons of bitches. All right.
So you appreciate a good pun, sir.
Yeah.
I'll say this. Square Enix was the most half and half show I have ever seen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Square was originally Squaresoft. Square merged with Enix.
Yeah.
That happened in the early 2000s.
Sure.
And within the last, I guess it's been about 4 years, they purchased Eidos. And that is a European developer. They were originally, I think they were French. So they merged with Eidos. So that means that they get the rights to franchises like your Hitman, your Freedom Fighters, Canon Lynch, Tomb Raider, Just Cause, Deus Ex, Thief, these kinds of games.
Sure.
So, so they opened the show with just a ton of, former Eidos company games.
Sure.
You've got Just Cause that comes out. Looks fucking incredible.
Yeah.
You can tether fucking three things together and have them all retract into each other, and it's awesome. So you can take, like, a giant flaming, like, fucking propane container.
Yeah.
A helicopter and a boat. And
which one will explode first?
As they retract... Yeah. That fucking propane container is shooting up into the air.
Yeah.
The boat comes out of the water. The helicopter's going towards the water, and boom! It's
gonna be great.
Awesome. Just Cause, they haven't said officially that the MMO component that was in the PC version of Just Cause 2 that was a mod will be in this, but with Microsoft now supporting mods, and rumor has it like Sony considering it.
Yeah.
I would think there may be like an MMO component to that game at some point, but this game, it's just way crazier.
Yeah.
If you've played Just Cause 2, which was just recently free on Xbox 360, Games with Gold.
Sure.
If you haven't played it, you should.
Yeah.
It's a game all about like you have a grappling hook, you shoot the grappling hook at something, and then shoot out a parachute, and you can basically glide across the world however you want to.
Right.
It's fantastic. It's super explosive. The whole point of the game is blow shit the fuck up. And it's got a completely ridiculous story that's out of goddamn control, and Rico Rodriguez is the main fucking character, and he's like almost completely characterless, but it doesn't matter. And the second game had Bolo Santosi, and that was weird. And man... Woo! Just Cause!
Just Cause, baby!
Yes, sir.
Let's do it again!
Oh, man.
But so you had that.
You had that. You had Just Cause. What other bangers came out of there? I'm sure they talked about the remake all the time.
They talked about Tomb Raider.
Yeah. Talked about Tomb Raider.
They talked about Hitman.
Talked about Hitman.
They went a little bit more in depth into Hitman. Oh! In reference to Tomb Raider. They didn't really show much more about Tomb Raider. Mm-hmm. The one thing they did show, though, is that... Do you remember Hitman Go? That iOS game last year? It was like a strategy game where you... It's like a peg game where you slid the hitman around the board.
Yeah.
They're making a fucking Lara Croft game like that.
Oh, interesting.
I fucking want to play that, because Hitman Go, one of the best games of last year.
Oh, wow.
Fucking awesome. Wow. I didn't play it until this year, but it's great. Best $6 I spent on iOS ever.
Nice.
It's the most expensive game I've ever bought on iOS, worth every penny of it.
Wow.
I love that game.
Yeah. So
not since Desert Golfing have I spent more time with a portable game.
Nice.
Desert Golfing.
The best $1.99 I've ever spent.
There you go.
It's a game, it's a 2D side-scrolling, golf game.
Okay.
And when you hit from a tee into the hole, that hole raises up, and the screen just slides to the right, so what was the hole is now that tee.
Hmm, interesting.
And it just keeps randomly generating holes forever.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It's fucking great.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. It plays like Angry Birds. You kind of draw back.
Yeah.
Whatever. Let's stop talking about Desert Golfing.
All right,
even though it's dope as shit. Go buy Desert Golfing. It's great.
Go buy Desert Golfing.
You'll love it.
Yeah.
So,
But yeah, so they showed, so there was, Lara Croft Go, there was, they showed the new Deus Ex, finally.
Yes.
They showed a big action-packed sequence of it. I don't think that's necessarily, you know, they show action-packed sequences for this thing. They're not going to show, like, you stealthing around and reading people's emails and, you know, dumb bullshit like that.
Sure. Because
that's what I did most of the time in fucking Deus Ex Human Revolution was just like, oh, this guy's cheating on his wife.
Bastard.
I'm going to hide a bomb in here. And they keep
like, hurry up. Hurry up. And I'm like, no, I'm going to read some more emails here.
Yeah, I'm hanging out. And
you I'm reading one, email.
Best thing about Human Revolution?
Yeah.
Took place partially in Detroit.
Yeah, it's true.
Fuck yeah.
True. Very true.
Any game that takes place in Detroit, game of the year.
Game of the year.
Advanced Warfare had a Detroit portion, game of the year.
Didn't have to take place in it. Like, yep. Just like what was that? What was that motorcycle game? Like, they were going to Detroit, weren't they?
Oh, Loco Cycle. They were not going to Detroit. They were going to Huntsville, Indiana.
Huntsville, Indiana. I apologize. I thought they were going to Detroit.
That was a weird game.
That was a weird fucking game.
So, yeah, like, that's really about all they showed before they went into their Japanese portion. They showed, like, a kind of a slide reel that had some stuff for Final Fantasy XV, but they didn't actually do a stage presentation of that. People have actually played that game now that the demo's out there,
right.
So I think doing a stage presentation of 15 would probably be weird unless there's, like, a whole part of that game we haven't seen,
right.
Which they tend to like to keep a lot of those extra gameplay elements under wraps. It's just,
sure.
Like, if you like this, you'll like the game, that kind of thing.
Right.
But then they showed more of that brother-sister Final Fantasy game. They showed the same goddamn trailer again for the Kingdom Hearts thing.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, I swear we're making this game.
I swear it's coming out. They showed teacups. They did show that. Teacups are a summon. That's pretty okay.
They they also showed they have another game, Kingdom Hearts game coming out that's going to bridge into Kingdom Hearts 3. It's a cell phone game.
Okay.
They kind of positioned it as, like, a tactical game, but also that it's kind of like a compendium of information. So, like, if you never played 1 or 2, you could probably play that and then know enough about Sora and all those cronies and
all that garbage.
Mickey Mouse, I guess. I don't know.
Roxas.
Is Mickey Mouse in that game?
Roxas.
But, yeah, he was.
Shit.
I played enough of the first
one. Is Leia going to be in the new one?
Yeah.
I would assume that's open.
Yeah.
You know what I want in there? Fucking Tron guys!
They had one Tron level in 2, didn't they?
I think they did. I never finished 2.
Yeah, but
do they ever find the room where, like, you know, they did all the where Walt did all his, like, horrible anti-Semitic, like, rituals and stuff?
Yeah.
Did they find that room in the castle?
End
I've never
first
played
game.
Either game.
I don't
so.
Know. Have you ever found any fucking evidence outside of one fucking testimony from one guy who wrote a book? And I think your grandmother. I think that's the only
She's pretty convinced.
Nice. She was pretty convinced about it, but just like, I don't know. He was pretty detrimental to the Nazi war effort, so anyway.
Well, it's just like the whole, like, Colonel Sanders child molester thing.
Yeah.
I mean, like, there are enough people that I know that say that's real.
That say that's real, I know, which is really sad, and I don't want to think about it, because, like, I just want to bury that history.
He put his dick in that chicken.
All right, now, especially since now that Daryl Hammond is now... he's now... I don't want to think of Daryl Hammond as that version.
But, I mean, outside of that, I mean, like, it was kind of just more of the same. I mean, like... They got up there, and that fucking Japanese president of Square talked for a while. but that's really all I got to say about Square Enix, unless you guys have anything else. The last thing I want to talk about, and then we can kind of close out the show, I don't really want to talk about EA, because, I mean, they showed so little there that wasn't shown everywhere else.
Yeah.
The last thing I want to talk about is Bethesda. We've talked about Fallout on a previous podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about Doom.
Yeah.
Doom looked awesome.
Doom!
Give me that game!
There is, like, a 4-minute gameplay video out there of Doom. That game looks awesome.
Yeah.
Yep.
I want that game.
I want that game. Yeah.
I'm ready.
What's that coming out for? Everything? Is that pretty much for all the things?
Yeah, it's all next gen.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Dude, when he grabbed that double barrel shotgun,
yes.
I almost fell out of my house. I was so excited.
Yep.
You just tumble down the street. Ah!
And the BFG at the end.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, BFG.
The Bioforce gun.
Oh, yeah. Indeed.
Big fucking gun. Stop it.
Big fucking gun.
Stop it with that.
So that was E3.
Yeah.
Game of the show. Pick it. Go.
Shit. Yeah, I'm going to go with Horizon Zero Dawn because it showed me a bunch, and it's probably coming out way sooner than Last Guardian. So, and you fight robot dinosaurs. It's pretty rad. So I was kind of really super excited about that one. And it was a new title. I like to see new shit. So,
Nate, I know yours already, but say it.
Fallout!
It's totally fine.
Well, fine.
Yeah.
Forza Motorsport 6.
That's totally fine, dude.
Nice.
It's totally fine.
I already bought DLC for that game.
It is a good-looking racing game.
It's the best-looking game I've ever seen.
Yes. It does look good. Graphically, it looks absolutely fucking phenomenal.
If they do have a DLC for the Urkel car, I will totally. I'll buy it.
That'd be all right.
I think it was Forza 4 that had the Urkel car.
That's hilarious.
That's awesome. Yeah,
it was in one of the DLC packs. But yeah.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Like the DeLorean's been all sorts of cars that you don't actually want to drive have been in those games.
Right. Yeah. All sorts of that kind of stuff.
I think it was Forza 4 had the Halo Warthog only in Forza mode. I mean, the Forza Vista mode, so you could like open all the doors and everything and tweak the knobs and shit. It was cool.
Nice.
There you go. Is there anything, any games that came out that weren't really announced in any of the conferences that we covered, that anybody wants to talk about?
XCOM was one of the biggest pre-show things. We talked about that a little bit.
XCOM was one of the bigger ones.
Yeah. It's kind of sad. I mean, for me, that's only on PC because I don't play PC games. I have a PC that could play that game, but I just don't like playing my games there.
That's not where it's at.
There are notable omissions and everything, but you know there were quite a few games that were revealed before the show. I mean, that's where Adrift's footage came from, was before the show.
Yeah,
There
was a Transformers Platinum game that was announced.
It's Gen 1, and Megatron turns into a fucking gun.
I know, like it looks dope. Like,
you know why I haven't watched any of those new movies? Because he doesn't turn into a fucking gun.
Yeah, it's the old school graphics. It looks like the cartoon, the original cartoon.
Really? What's it coming out on?
Next gen. But yeah, and it's Platinum Games, so it's all like fucking combo based. But like the combos are like, you know, you pull out your fucking laser axe, your Optimus Prime, you got your laser axe, you're going into it, and then you stop mid combo, transform the truck, rev your fucking wheels, and run them over. It looks fucking great. I was like, this sounds awesome. And
that sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah. So
if I was Microsoft, And maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have closed the show on Gears.
Yeah.
I think if you had anything to show, I would have closed on Crackdown.
Yeah. Yeah, I just did.
I think...
Is that ever happening?
I mean, they showed it last year. Like, they were like, hey, Crackdown!
That was one of the closing... I don't think it was the closer.
But yeah.
But I think it was one of the closing things last year.
I think...
And for that to go to such from such high billing to not being there... I think that game was just still early in development then.
Yeah.
And open world games, they're kind of not showable at all until they're pretty much done.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if we don't hear hide or hair from it until next E3, and then they're like, yo, it's out in 4 months.
Right.
But I wish they could have had something, because that look of that game, it almost looked like Tron.
Yeah.
And anything that looks like Tron, like, gets to me.
It speaks to you.
Yeah, it definitely has a profound effect on me. And I wish that game could have been there.
Yeah.
It's one of those games that, like, you know, I really wish for Sony that... I wish it would have been more like a right cross kind of thing. Like, you know, fucking Microsoft really stuck them with a jab in the face with backwards compatibility.
Yeah.
I wish they could have had their right cross moment and said, hey, guess what? For the rest of this year, everybody who's on PlayStation Plus, you get access to X many games on PlayStation Now.
Yeah.
That's our form of backwards compatibility, and it's free to you for this year.
Yeah.
You know, you can play two different games all you want for all month, and you get to pick the games.
Right,
Something like that, That's basically like handing over money to somebody, and it's not like the free games that they give out now where it's like, I hope you like this game, because that's what you get.
Right.
That would be like, wow, I can go back and pick all my favorites.
All your favorites for that, yeah.
I think that would have been a brilliant move on their part, and it would have not forced their hand. It's just Microsoft, even if it was more of an illusion, felt stacked to the ceiling.
Yeah.
They didn't have that many more games than Sony.
Yeah.
But it felt immediate. There was an immediacy to that conference.
Yeah.
And Microsoft always goes 60 minutes.
Yeah.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Yeah.
They went 120 minutes, and it was stacked to the fucking sky.
Yeah.
And there were games that have been featured in previous years that are still in development that just, like, got 2-second notices of just, like, yeah,
Below is still coming, I swear to God. Stop asking about it.
Quit
Cuphead, it's a thing. Move on.
Cuphead, that's all that's ever great.
But, yeah. That's kind of what I got to say about it. I mean, you know, outside of... The Last Guardian would probably be, like, my second for game of the show, just because that's a game that, like, it inspires an emotion in me.
Yep.
To look at it is to feel something.
Agreed.
Just because I feel like Halo is such a known quantity for me. Like, I'm going to buy it, I'm going to play through it, I'm going to love it.
And you're going to love it.
And I'll move on.
It's going to be a thing, and that's going to happen.
And for the next 2 years, I'll play that pretty regularly.
Right, yeah. I would like to apologize to any of my coworkers who might be listening to this, as on June 27th, Halo Day, is that correct? Is that June 27th?
No, October 27th.
Oh, it's October 27th. Oh, I apologize.
That's a while away.
That's a while away. Yeah. I, for some reason, thought it was coming out this... I don't know why.
No.
Okay, October 27th.
Should we do an all-night bomb on that?
I'd be okay.
I've got the day off.
Put this shit on a Twitch channel. I'd be all right.
Yeah, I'll take the day off, and we can do an all-night bomb on that shit.
And then for lunch...
TV over.
Then for lunch, just head on over to Capture, and there's lunch, because it's like 5 minutes away.
Yeah.
I work like 5 minutes away from where he's at. But yeah, I'd like to apologize for anybody on that day, because Haas is probably going to come in. He's probably going to bring a selfie stick.
I'll have a selfie stick, so.
Yeah, so I apologize for when that
happens. Have selfie stick, we'll travel.
I'm actually kind of halfway sold on the selfie stick. You've kind of halfway sold me
on it. It's real fucking fun, isn't
it? The dumbness of that stupid device.
Yeah, what's great is that, like, I hated it when I first saw him, and then, like, I ironically sort of wanted one, and now I really love it, but once everybody else starts buying them because I'm changing everybody's opinion on it, I'm going to throw mine away.
Yeah, throw it away.
You can use it as, like, you know, make your phone a GoPro.
Yeah, basically.
Kind of cool.
Yeah, it's kind of all right, yeah.
Because you used to be GoPros on a stick, and now they attach them to everything.
Yeah,
but,
So there you go. So it's pretty okay. You sold Brian on it. He's going to get one.
Brian's going to get one?
Yeah, Brian Barrow's going to get one, yeah. So, there you go. He's to just leave up in the store, I guess, and annoy everybody there. So, you know, he likes to look at himself. He's kind
of seems to do that fairly well.
Yeah, he likes to look at himself.
I'm better looking than him, though.
It's true. It's true. You're both handsome men. I don't know what to tell you. So, that's why I hang out with you.
I'll fight him to the death.
There you go. But that's going to do it for our coverage of E3.
We got to go!
We're out of time! Because my battery's almost dead.